Listener-supported commercial-free community radio. This is KABF Little Rock, the voice of the people.
And now, kicking it from high atop the prestigious Acorn Tower in beautiful downtown Little Rock, it's Radios in Motion with Bud, Thad, and Shecky on KABF FM 88.3.
Yeah, that's right. We always kick it from high atop the prestigious Acorn Tower. How you doing tonight, Shecky?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, too. What is Radios in Motion? No Thad tonight, so we'll certainly miss our old buddy Thad. But anyway, he'll be back with us next week. Kicking it off right now with the Sugar Cubes on KABF. KABF 88.3, community radio for Central Arkansas. That's new from the Smithereens. It's off their new CD, A Date with the Smithereens. It's a great song. It's called Sick of Seattle. Also, Gin Blossoms in there, one called Lost Horizons. And the Sugar Cubes kicked it off, one from their debut CD, Life's Too Good. Shecky especially wanted to hear that one.
He's a cowboy! My lame NER impression.
It's great, Shecky, it's great.
Oh, thanks.
That was, by the way, called Cowboy, in case you didn't realize that. Anyway, about 18 minutes or so after 10 o'clock. Hi there, I'm Fudd.
Hello, I'm Shecky, or as I'm known in Paraguay, El Diablo Chiquito.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they call me down there in Paraguay. It's a crazy kind of country.
I can imagine. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday night. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. Yeah, we appreciate that, don't we?
We do, yeah. It's better than, I don't know what it's better than, but it's neat.
It's nifty keen.
It is nifty keen.
It's Jimmy Dean. It's
I don't know
Jiffy
what,
Lou.
I don't know what you're talking about now. I think you're going on and on.
I don't either. Anyway, hey, it is the Radios in Motion program. We'll be here until 1 o'clock playing, as we say, all that alternative stuff that the kids love. So
the kids love it. I tell you, they're just the crazy kids with the body piercing and the shirtlessness. It's crazy. It's wacky. I tell you, it's wacky.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll be here until 1. If you got anything you want to hear, 433-0088. Going to come back in just a minute and going to play some great music for you. I mean, this is some good stuff, some classic REM when we return. So keep it right here. It's Radios in Motion, 88.3 KABF.
Juanita's Cantina Ballroom presents Live in Concert, 5-8.
When you're next to me, are you sad? Mirrored in my arms.
Sky Records, 5-8, with guests. Mammoth Records, Vanilla Trainwreck. Live at Juanita's, Wednesday night, May 25th at 9:30. Admission, $5 at the door. Juanita's features Mexican cuisine and beverages from the bar. It's a double bill with Athens, Georgia's, 5-8, and from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Vanilla Trainwreck, Wednesday night, May 25th at 9:30. KABF thanks Juanita's for their continued support of community radio and live music in Little Rock.
Shindig Shop with Cactus Willie's Parliament. Texas Ricky D's Burger. Ho-Hum Bravo. Brenda Smith. Poker Face. Delta Angels. Reagan's Polyp. Me.
Arkansas Toast. Sunday nights at 9:30 on KABF.
Yeah, KABF's own Arkansas Toast, a fine program featuring fine Arkansas music. Yeah, it's one of the things we like to do here at KABF is, expose you to some of the local music, let you know what some of the homeboys are doing around here.
What they're doing in the area.
Anyway, don't forget the phone number, 433-0088. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. Shecky, by the way, had a great idea that I thought, hey, what the heck, we'll go ahead and try it. We're going to take mail.
Oh, yeah. I met an actual listener of the show, which is a very rarity. like happened like once, yeah. So it's pretty rare. And he suggested that we give our address, and people will like write us wacky letters. I don't know. We might be opening ourselves up to some serious rejection here, but I guess we can go ahead and do it. What is that address again, Mr. Fudd?
Okay, grab your pen and pencil, and this is the address. It's KABF Radio. Attention, radios in motion, 1501 Art Street, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72202. And if you need the address again, just give us a call up here, 433-0088, and we'll be glad to pass that along to you. Right now, though, as promised, we're going to do some classic REM. Shaky wanted to hear this off of the, what was it, the Chronic Town EP back from 81.
Yeah, it's the first REM tape I had. Very nice.
Very good stuff on there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here we go with one cut off. What song is this? It's Wolves Lower.
Yes, it's nice. I enjoy it. I don't think they have a head cold in this one, so it's good.
Okay, classic REM, KBF, 88.3.
And waste another year.
Radios in Motion.
It's a kind of intellectual crossroads.
With Fudd, Fed, and Shecky.
Who are people of a dreamy frame of mind in search of adventure.
Radios in Motion.
It's been nobody's like you.
KABF 88.3, great song from Lou Reed and John Cale. That's from the Songs for Drella CD. It's called Nobody But You.
What did he mean by there, like nobody's like us? Is he saying we're nobodies?
That's a good question.
Lou and his attitude. He can get away with it, though, because he's Lou.
That's right. He is Lou, the New York poet.
That's yeah. Right.
Also, 10,000 Maniacs in there, and one off of the EP Candy Everybody Wants, and we had them doing their version of the REM classic Don't Go Back to Rockville, and before that, some of the actual REM and from the EP Chronic Town, which is... you can find on CD, available through the Dead Letter Office CD. And from that we had Wolves Lower. It's about 39 minutes or so after 10 o'clock. It is the Radios in Motion program. Friday night here on KABF Community Radio for Central Arkansas. Thanks for tuning in. Also, thanks for the phone calls. We've had a few up here, and we appreciate you listening. So keep listening. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. And don't forget, if you've got anything you want to hear, 433-0088. We're going to come back, and we're going to do a request for Jenny shortly. So keep it right here, KABF 88.3.
The Poetry Show is an hour of live and taped readings from local and national poets, airing every Sunday night from 10 to 11 p.m. Tune in weekly to hear the best of contemporary poetry, as well as to find out what's happening in the Little Rock poetry scene. To have your poetry considered for broadcast on the program, send a cassette recording of you reading your original work to The Poetry Show, care of KABF Radio, 1501 Arch Street, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72202. That's The Poetry Show, Sunday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. here on KABF Community Radio, 88.3 FM.
Yeah, The Poetry Show, a great program you can only find here on KABF, playing local poetry, although, you know, some weeks they just aren't in the mood to play poetry.
Some weeks they just rock.
Yeah, but I guess they should be free to do that from time to time, but it is a great show. Even when they're not doing poetry, it's still a fine, fine, high-quality program.
It is indeed, yeah. And I thought I'd say a possible hi to Ed. A friend of my brother's who, he said, listens on a semi-regular basis, and he managed to deduce that I was Shecky, even though that is not my true name. It's sort of a secret identity.
Right.
And he managed to figure this out. So this has kind of worried me. I'm worried that everyone will figure out my secret identity, and they'll find the way to the Shecky Cave, and they're going to, you know, find the Shecky Mobile. It's pretty obvious. It has similarities to the Batmobile. You know,
right,
the Batmobile had
right.
that big rim of fire thing at the back of
yeah.
it that would light up and go whoosh. Well, mine is the same thing, except it's in the front of the car where the engine is. You know, you turn it on and just whoosh, the engine kind of bursts into flame and the car starts making this noise like and it's kind of like the Batman sound. And
yeah.
Then I go blazing on the street at 10 miles an hour,
right.
just like the Batmobile would do, except they'd go 100. It's just the same thing, except, you know, lack of a zero.
Right. Now, how did he figure out that it was you?
I don't know. That's I guess he just could tell by my voice. So
yeah, you've got a very unique voice, so maybe
right.
that's it.
That's a word for it, yeah. Unique, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I guess we're going to get back to more music right now. First off, say hey to Dieter, the guy who does the show before us. He called up, and he's tuned in. He says he's been driving around listening to the program, and we appreciate you listening. Dieter, we enjoy his program, too. It's a fine show. So, Jenny called up here this evening and wanted to hear some 5-8. Of course, they're going to be in town next week. Let's see, they're coming into town on Wednesday of next week. A big double bill with 5-8 and Vanilla Trainwreck. And she wanted to hear some 5-8 to hear what they sound like, so we're going to do that right now. Also, we're going to follow that up with some music from this band, Vanilla Trainwreck. I'm not even familiar with them. Are you, Shecky?
No, but I understand they're kind of dangerous, you know, working trains and all.
Yeah,
so. Big things of vanilla. I mean, that's a lot of wasted vanilla there. Vanilla is it's good stuff. I mean, you know, I like, you know, drinking it straight. That's always good. I mean,
yeah, good. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, boy, we're gonna tasty. Do two songs right now in a row from 5-8 and Vanilla Train.
A lot of those kids, they drink the vanilla straight. It's kind of growing into a problem in the like junior highs. That recent study, kids are smoking more and drinking more straight vanilla.
Yeah, oh, it's crazy out there.
But I tell you, sometimes you can't resist that Vanilla Jones.
Yeah, and you know, to quote the Who. The kids are all right.
They are. Well, occasionally. You should judge them on their individual basis.
So anyway, we're going to do a double shot right now.
A double shot, yeah.
Of 5-8 and Vanilla Trainwreck right now to get you kind of in the mood for that big show Wednesday at Juanita's. Let's see if we've got price around here. $5 will get you in the door, and it's probably going to be a pretty good show. Anyway, so this is for Jenny. It's 5-8. It's the title cut off their latest CD. It's called Weirdo. It's a good song. I saw them when they were in town last time and really enjoyed them. 5-8, KABF, 88.3. KABF, 88.3, Community Radio for Central Arkansas. Classic stuff from David Byrne and the Talking Heads. It's called Lifetime Piling Up. Also in there, two in a row from some bands that'll be in town on Wednesday at Juanita's. We had first off Vanilla Trainwreck with a song called Pink Smoke, and 5-8 by request for Jenny and Weirdo. It's about 7 minutes or so away from 11 o'clock, and of course, coming up at 11 o'clock, you know what time it is, don't you?
It's Beans and Grains and Things time.
That's right. Well, actually, it's the time when Beans and Grains and Things help support Pulse of the Planet. It's one of the high points of the show every week, which we look forward to, and we really appreciate Beans and Grains and Things for supporting us. And, of course, if you're a regular listener of the program...
Sorry,
you okay with that?
Hacky cough for some reason.
Well, if you're a regular listener of the program, then, of course, you know that every week we come up with a little slogan, for our buddies over there, Beans and Grains, with the big, smiling, happy, dancing Beans and Grains.
The happy dancing beans, yes.
Yeah, so, Shecky, have you prepared a new slogan for our buddies over there, Beans and Grains and Things?
I have, yes. Beans and Grains and Things. Every meal's a banquet, every formation a parade. And, of course, the beans say this when they're in, like, the little dancing beans. They say this when they're in kind of a militaristic mood. When they're sick of dancing, when they're sick of being happy. The problem is they're only, like, an inch tall. If you've ever been there, you've seen little dancing beans. They're only, like, an inch tall, and they just get in this militaristic mood, and they want to invade the pet store down the street, and they start, all right, we're going to invade this pet store. We're going to be down there any minute. And they march down there. It takes them, like, a day and a half to get down there. They're only, like, an inch tall. They finally get down there, they break into the pet store, and they're like, all right, we're here to claim this pet store for brains and grains and things. And they're like, what, who said that? What's going on? Because, you know, they're only an inch tall, no one can see them.
Right.
And, you know, so they say, oh, it's those damn dancing beans again. What do you want? We're here to invade this store. You will surrender with us, or we will set off our 1 milligram nuclear device. And then they have this little nuclear device.
Only one milligram,
and they throw it at the guy's shoe. It blows a little hole in the shoe. The guy gets mad, and he's like, all right, I've had enough of you beans. And he starts stamping on the beans. Retreat! Retreat! Fall back to primitive position! Let's dance our way out of here! And they, like, dance their way out of there, and they dance for about a month until they get the militaristic mood again. So.
What the heck?
So they enjoy that, yeah. But hey, it's always an adventure there.
Yeah, I can imagine. You have a lot of... free time, Shecky?
I have... Actually, no, not a lot of free time. But okay. Why do you ask?
I don't know. That one just was bordering on the bizarre.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the bizarre. I bet some of our listeners are a little bit bizarre.
Yeah, you're probably right. So,
and whoever was... There was somebody calling here. We didn't get to the phone because we were too busy yammering. But I saw the phone light up, so just call back.
Yeah, 4330088. Got anything you want to hear tonight? Maybe you've got your own slogan for beans and grains and things, you know. Anything at all, just give us a buzz. 4330088. Right now, though, a little more music before we get into the Pulse of the Planet. That's coming up in about 5 minutes. And see, right now we're going to do some Guadalcanal Diary. And that's one Shaky wanted to hear. You know, Shaky, we're playing a lot of stuff you wanted to hear tonight.
Yeah, my mom will be happy.
She
like said, you know, why don't you get to pick the music last week? I don't know, Mom.
Well, she have a problem with my music?
Well, as she says, some of it is good, but some of it.
Guess she just isn't a fan of Johnny Cash.
Not a Johnny Cash, not a art rock fan either.
She doesn't like Laurie Anderson.
She doesn't like those people who talk.
Oh,
as she says, so.
Sheesh.
Well, probably anyway. Listening now. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Sean's mom.
Oh, wait, you blew the secret of Danny again. You're one lame Alfred the Butler, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh,
Jesus,
you
know that previous utterance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shecky. Anyway,
they're
going to
find the Shecky cave now. They're going to drive right through that big hologramic wall or something.
Listener-supported commercial-free community. This is KABF Little Rock, the voice of the people.
You ever wonder what happens to your empty soda bottles after you recycle them? But one day, you might just end up... Pulse of the Planet is presented by DuPont to recognize the role of research and technology in our daily lives.
Pulse of the Planet is underwritten by Beans and Grains, Little Rock's natural foods grocery located at 300 South Rodney Parham in Little Rock.
Radio's in motion.
Always there, always far out.
With Fudd.
Short haircut, slouch, talking to everybody.
Fudd.
He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face, hard to describe.
And Shecky.
Tortured by sidewalks, starved for sex and companionship, open to anything, ready to introduce a new world with a shrug.
Radio's in motion.
Well, I don't even need to write it down to tell the truth.
KBF 88.3, Community Radio for Central Arkansas. Brand new one there from Cracker. It's off the Kerosene Hat CD, and it's their latest single. It's called Movie Star. Also, Reavers in there, and It's About Time. And then we had The Pulse of the Planet, then The Smiths, A Rush and a Push, and The Land Desires. And then we kick things off with Guadalcanal Diary and one Shaky you wanted to hear called Under the Yoke.
Yeah. Hey, and earlier you asked me if I had a lot of free time.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of free time, but I tell you what I do. I watch McCloud, which is like the worst TV show ever made.
Yeah.
And not only is it bad, it's long. And so the show is exactly the same every time. So if you're ever having kind of a creative block of any kind, just watch this show and it will clear your mind of conscious thought like some kind of Zen exercise. Every show is exactly the same. I'll give you a little clue to what the show is like. He has this like commander and the angry captain, who is the typical angry captain that every cop has.
Right.
And the captain says, McCloud, you had no right to go in that house. And McCloud will say, well, New Mexico horny toad ain't got a right to go croaking all through the night, but he does. McCloud, what the hell are you talking about? I don't rightly know, but I'm riding through the city on my horse, a whooping and a hollering, I'm going to catch me some criminals. Yeah. And then he gets on his horse, and he rides through New York City on his horse. He does it every episode. That's what the beginning is like. You see him riding on his horse going, I'm going to catch me some criminals. That's what he does every show. And it's exactly the same. So if you're ever having some kind of blockage in your head, you can't think of something, you've forgotten something, you need to write something down, watch a little McCloud. It will clear you up like that.
I'll try that. Let me hear that toad on a... What was that again?
I don't rightly know what New Mexico horny toad got a right to go croaking all through the night.
But he does.
But he does. McCloud, what the hell are you talking about? The captain always starts every sentence with McCloud.
All right, well, you know, to be honest, I don't think I've ever even seen the show.
It's not a very good show. Like I said, it's probably the worst show ever made. Not only is it bad, it's long. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So you watch that show, I tell you, you will just start thinking of things that you've never thought of before.
Okay. I'll try that sometime. Yeah, I'll just, you know, throw away my books on Zen and all that and just start watching McCloud.
I tell you, it's a miracle worker.
Yeah, okay.
But you have to laugh. Through the first half hour, it's kind of tough because you get this uncontrollable urge to, like, change the channel because it's so bad and your hands start shaking. Must change channel. But if you can resist the initial urge, you will see the light.
Ah, okay. Well, joining us now in the studio is Yukio.
Yeehaw.
Snapping new snapshots.
Yeah, she's brought her camera up here, and I think she's going to start, like, photographing or something. So that ought to be fun.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, she's an artist, so.
She is an artiste.
That's right. So anyway, hey, thank you for stopping by. And also...
I think you got to take that lens cam off.
Yeah, that kind of helps sometimes.
Unless you get sort of, you know, you can call them like sort of nouveau pictures. Just this is my picture of a blackened room. This is another picture of a blackened room.
This is a couple of kind of fuzzy, out of focus, blurred images.
This is a black otter in a black room.
And this is a streak of light.
This is a black cat in a black room. Yeah, the shirt is black, yes.
Yeah,
it could be the same, yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to do some request to Dinosaur Jr. here in just a bit for Neil. Regular
Neil, listener. I'm going to spill. And the young ones, of course. Yeah.
Of course. And
return listener.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. In fact, he says he's been listening for years.
I think he's lying, but...
I don't know. Anyway...
He may not be lying.
Yeah, he's buddies of Nicole and of Karen and just
we know
the whole
all,
crew.
He's in the loop, baby.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to...
I was not going to say anything.
We're going to try to find some Dinosaur Jr. for you here in just a bit. Right now, though, some XTC. Can't go wrong with those fine lads from England.
Yeah, I remember when Andy Partridge used to drive around in that big bus with his mom. It's an XTC joke. I think only he has got it.
That's actually pretty good there. Anyway, this is called... The Ballet for a Rainy Day. Hope you like it. KABF 88.3.
Orange and lemon.
KABF 88.3, community radio for Central Arkansas. Tori Amos, that bizarre video with all the mice and all that.
Them flying rats.
Yeah, sheesh. It's God. And before that, two songs from XTC's Skylarking CD. We had 1,000 Umbrellas and Ballet for a Rainy Day. Suppose those would have been, appropriate, you know, if it were kind of rainy, or at least the forecast said it was going to be rainy this weekend. But actually, forecast says it's going to be a real nice weekend. So
they call him Weather Boy. You know, speaking of weather, you know, that Barry Brain, he kind of scares me. I can predict all that weather. You know what I think?
What?
I think he's a witch. I say we burn him. How can anyone predict the weather that good? He's got some sort of supernatural power. I say we go down there, we burn him. Burn his little 10-year-old ass.
That sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, before we get into any trouble, we're going to go to a quick break and then we'll be back. KBF 88.3.
What kind of trouble could we get into?
I don't know. His burn his 10-year-old ass. What's
hey,
up?
Well, you know, he looks kind of young, so I don't know. You know, he's a witch. I mean, come on, he's corrupting the youth.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, we'll be right back. KABF 88.3.
Juanita's Cantina Ballroom presents Live in Concert 5-8.
Fall asleep when you're next to me. Are you sad? Mirror in my heart.
Sky Records 5-8 with guests Mammoth Records, Vanilla Trainwreck, live at Juanita's Wednesday night, May 25th at 9:30. Admission $5 at the door. Juanita's features Mexican cuisine and beverages from the bar. It's a double bill with Athens, Georgia's 5-8 and from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Vanilla Trainwreck, Wednesday night, May 25th at 9:30. KABF thanks Juanita's for their continued support of community radio and live music in Little Rock.
Well, great. It's another uncued cart.
Are we on?
Wait a minute. It just queued up, I do believe.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's try it one more time here, see if it's going. Is it going?
Going, going, gone. It is broken. It's through the fence, to the wall, it is broken! That would be a new home run slogan.
Yeah.
To the fence, to the wall, it is broken, it is out of here!
It is broken. Well, it might make sense, you know, if they made baseballs out of fragile material, but, you know.
That is how powerful the home run was.
You know, that would definitely be interesting. Yeah. Definitely add a lot more of excitement to the game.
The ball just explodes on impact, and they just run wherever they want. They're trying to pick up little glass shards, trying to throw it at them, putting out its eye, and just, there's all kinds of mishaps.
Yeah, it goes. The ball goes into the bleachers, you know, foul ball, and
all kinds of stuff.
Blind some
out,
young fans. Yeah,
people will get hit in the heads with foul balls in baseball games.
That's true. That is true.
Usually they're rich people who have the good seats, so it's kind of works everything out.
Arkansans with HIV often find themselves isolated, just trying to keep their jobs, their homes, their cars, insurance, and their family and friends. If you're one of the estimated 10,000 Arkansans with HIV, that isolation need not keep you from updated medical, political, and social news. Positive AIDS Connection, a new program produced by Arkansans with HIV for Arkansans with HIV, is underwritten by the Arkansas Department of Health. You can listen anonymously and phone in anonymously on our toll-free watch line. You are not alone. Tune in to Positive AIDS Connection, Saturdays at 3 on Community Radio KABF.
Yeah, another fine program you can only hear on KABF 88.3, Community Radio for Central Arkansas. Well, you know, one thing we were talking about last week, and we did make it to and had a great time, was the start of the new season of concerts at Band in the Belvedere.
We did go, yeah.
And Sunday
although
we saw...
Although the concert was marred by a bunch of shirtless bite ragging hooligans who just ran all over the place riding their little bikes. And there was a police officer there, and he did nothing to intercede. Hey, police officers ought to stop these bike-riding hooligans. Ought to go up to, hey, what are you doing there? What are you riding that bike? Stop there. Put on a shirt. What do you think you're doing here? That's what they ought to be doing. I tell you, these bike-riding hooligans.
Yeah. It was a good show, though.
It was.
Trio Con Brio, that was the symphony, which you missed most of. And the old school. That was the bluegrass band.
Yeah, the old school was good. I think they were a little perturbed by me keep going, play Freebird! They didn't seem to care for that.
Yeah, yeah. And although the police officer did, you know, kind of start to react with that, though. That got
him
going.
He started to chant in, you know, along with me. Play Freebird! And then he'd shoot his gun up in the air. Woo! Play Freebird! It was great, yeah. We kind of bonded there.
Yeah, well, the next free concert at the Belvedere Pavilion in Pavilion. What the hell?
What the hell? Dropped on your head, boy? What is your problem?
The Belvedere Pavilion. That's Little Rock's Riverfront Park. The next show's going to be on June 19th. There we'll have the Tom Richardson Quartet. That's jazz, along with Bogus Notion. They're kind of a rockin' folky sort of thing. That ought to be pretty good.
That ought to be interesting.
And also Substance will be there July 17th.
Hey, they're like a real band.
Yeah.
Or these other bands aren't real bands.
As it says here in parentheses, they are melodic, energetic rock.
Whoa.
Yeah, also Lark in the Morning coming up in August.
They're very good. Yeah, they play the bagpipes.
Yeah, lots of good free concerts coming up this summer to bands in the Belvedere. Man, that's just so much fun. You get to go there with all your booze and sit there. You don't have to pay anything to get in. You just kind of lay there on the grass. You watch the river go by, listen to the free music, drink your booze. No one messes with you.
Except for those damn shirtless hooligans.
I'm telling you, them and their 12-year-old asses.
I think you've become enamored of that word.
Yeah, well, you know, you used it last time, and I guess I just liked the way it sounded. You know, it kind of had a rebel sound to it.
Yeah, well, that Barry Brandt, he's corrupting the youth, I tell you.
He's a witch!
He's a witch, we burn him!
Yeah. Well, anyway,
we need to go down there with our pitchforks and our little flaming things. You know, they always have those pitchforks, the angry peasants.
Yeah, and you know,
some angry peasant hats.
He's always talking about, and it's going to be such a great night, go home and open your windows!
Open your windows,
why? He's always talking about open your windows.
Evil spirits!
Yeah! I swear, he is a witch. Yeah.
He's a witch. We ought to burn him.
Anyway, we're going to get back to more music right now, and it's one from the BC-52s, or so they like to call themselves on their new CD here. They do the theme to the new movie, The Flintstones. Last week we played what's called Fred's Edit. Well, this week we're going to play Barney's Edit.
Next week it's like Dino's Edit. Then Hop Hop's editor, the Great Gazoo's edit.
I hate the Great Gazoo.
He was annoying, but he had a good voice. Harvey Korman did a good job.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'll give him that. Anyway, new stuff from the B-52s from that new film, The Flintstones. Maybe you ought to go see it. Maybe not.
Maybe
I don't
not.
Know. I'm still
O'Donnell,
debating.
No.
I don't know.
Betty Rubble.
I'm still debating whether or not I actually want to see that, so I don't know. I'll think about it. But anyway, new stuff from the B-52s, KABF 88.3.
Radio's in motion.
It is a kind of nerve center for certain intellectual and artistic trends.
With FUD, FAD, and Shecky.
Now, these son of a guns don't want to get one individual high. They want to blow all of us out of here. These are the biggest H-bomb button pushers I know of.
Radio's in motion.
KBF 88.3, Community Radio for Central Arkansas, Delamitri. It's one from their CD, Waking Hours. Good song. It's Kiss This Thing Goodbye. Also, World Party and Ship of Fools. And we kicked off that three with a new one from B-52s. Or as it says here on the CD,
the
BC-52s.
Because they would always change the names in the Flintstones. Like, yeah. Ann Margaret be Ann
Margrock. Yeah. Yeah, it's their version of the... theme to the new movie, The Flintstones. And I guess it's a rather amusing, you know, theme. It's a rather interesting version, so I don't know. Guess I'm not going to complain any.
Hey, what do we have coming up next? Does it have a reference to Andy Griffith?
Why, that's amazing. It's an Elvis Costello song that was once used as the music for an Andy Griffith commercial.
Yeah, it's watching the detectives and Barney was like playing the bongos.
Yeah, this was on WGN, the TV out of Chicago. A great promo they did with watching the detectives as the background music and just all these great shots of Barney and stuff. It's really good.
You know what Andy would say about this promo?
What?
Say it's good. It's extra good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're damn Skippy. So, anyway, without any further ado, we're going to get into some Elvis Costello. Oh, wait a minute. I do have further ado. Coming up at exactly 12 o'clock, we're going to, if you're a fan of Elvis Costello, you're going to want to stick around. We're going to do something coming up at 12 o'clock. It's something I had to pay a little money to get, but I think it's worth it because I wanted to share this with you, the fine listeners of Radios in Motion. And I'll just kind of leave it at that, and we'll just kind of leave it for a little bit of a surprise. Oh, by the way, before we get into that Elvis Costello song, I also had to mention for our buddy Neil, the longtime listener of the program, and hey, we appreciate it, over there at the TCBY Tower. We can look over there and see him. Okay, Neil, come over to the window and wave. Wait a minute. There he is. Yep, that's him. Yeah.
Who's that guy with the sniper rifle?
Was that him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, Neil, we couldn't find the Dinosaur Jr. Actually, we've got some on vinyl back there.
I know
but
you're out there. That's my impression of the Dinosaur Jr. guy. That's probably as close as we'll get.
I know you're out there. You know, we have some vinyl back there, but
no
needles. We don't have a needle for the turntable.
That's right.
It's crazy.
We need to get one of them birds in the Flintstones. One of them birds with a beak. It's a living!
Yeah, you know, it just falls down, puts the beak in the grooves. Yeah, yeah, I got
gotcha.
You.
Killer on my beak.
Well, anyway, here's that Elvis Costello, some great classic stuff. In fact, I think it's one of his best. Would you agree?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's Watching the Detectives, KABF 88.3. KABF 88.3, Community Radio for Central Arkansas. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, going back quite a while, back into their... synthesizer days, I guess you could call them. It's Brand New Friend. Also from Crowded House's CD, the Temple of Low Men, we had In the Lowlands. Also Elvis Costello and Watching the Detectives kicked off that three. And speaking of Elvis Costello, we're going to get into a special hour-long music and interview special with Elvis Costello here in just a minute. Actually, to be technical, it's actually about 45 minutes long, but it's pretty good still. It features music from his new album, plus him talking about it. So it should be pretty good. That's coming up here in just a matter of minutes. Shecky just ran downstairs, had someone at the front door, so he went down to investigate. And hopefully, you know, nothing's happened to him. You know, this is the fine, you know, crime-free downtown Little Rock area, and of course nothing ever happens here. So anyway, Yukio has gone to check on him, and now she hasn't returned, so we will see what's going on down there in just a bit. In the meantime, though, let's get into some more music, and coming up right after this, we're going to get into that special hour of Elvis Costello with music from his new album, Brutal Youth. So keep it right here on 88.3 KABF. Right now, it's a great song from The Specials. Going back quite a while for this one, this is called Ghost Train. Let me see first if Shaky has returned. No, he's still down there. So we still don't know who the mystery person at the door is, so guess we'll just find out soon enough. Probably someone selling you a new VCR or something. Yeah, that's nice. I could use one of those. So. Oh, Almighty Shecky, who was at the front door?
Well, it was some guy who apparently claimed his car broke down or something. But he needed a little cash, so I gave him $1.50 and he went away. I think I made the mistake of unlocking the door without asking, who is it?
Yeah, I never unlock the door without asking, who is it?
Yeah,
that's scary, Shecky.
A little bit scary, but hey, this is downtown North Little Rock, where every
Little
day
Rock.
Is an adventure.
This is Little Rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of them's further north than the other one, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, it was a little weird there, so I went ahead and gave him the money.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'm easily frightened, so...
That was good of you there, Shecky. Anyway, the Elvis Costello music and interview special coming up shortly. Keep it right here. Right now, though, it's the specials. It's called Ghost Town. KABF 88.3. Radio's in motion. I'm Fudd. He's Shecky. How you doing, Shecky?
Still a little unnerved from that experience.
I can imagine. Anyway, keep it right here. Elvis Costello's on the way. KABF 88.3, community radio for Central Arkansas. This town.
Listener-supported commercial-free community radio. This is KABF Little Rock, the voice of the people.
Copyright 1994 by Warner Brothers Records.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our special music and interview with Elvis Costello. Quickly running out of time up here, about 7 minutes or so left. Going to close out the show with some Neil Young. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Lots of good stuff next week.
Yes. Adios, and remember, break stuff, be bad.
Yeah, leaving you now with Neil Young. It's Crime in the City on KABF.
Well, the cop made the showdown.